This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
We're back with another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We talked to the Uber Viking fan, Vince Webker, earlier this week, telling us how the Vikes will be in the Super Bowl. Can't predict a win, but they'll be in the Super Bowl. But also told us that there are a great deal of Finley Osanas in stock right now, as well as splash pools at some of the best deals ever. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're in West Fargo. They're in Bismarck. They're in Grand Forks. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing right now. Some really good deals there. And, of course, some of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. Every day made better. Live better, live longer. PetroServe USA. Also one of our fine sponsors. And, of course, we want to tell you a little bit about what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. The Cafe USA is loaded up with the Inflation Buster at all their locations. Lowest price fuel round, plus the Inflation Buster of Hot Stuff, Personal Pan Pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. And home cooking with grab-and-go convenience in Glendon today is Chip Beef, 45th and Fargo, Mac and Beef, Salisbury Steak, 12th and I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish Meatballs or Cabbage Rolls, Valley City, Swedish Meatballs or Lasagna. That's the part of the show where we make you hungry. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is with us in studio today to take your calls, questions, and comments on anything on your mind. Hello, Kelly. Good to see you.
Good to be here, Scott.
So we just spent a little time talking to a Hoover Institute fellow about some of the fundamentals of the Fufang proposed investment in Grand Forks. What's your take on this? You know, the city, to their credit, has said all along, if there's national security concerns, hard stop. What is your take? Are we in a different time with China, given what the reaction was to the speaker in visiting Taiwan and some of the aggressive actions from there?
Yeah, well, I think we've been in a different time with China before that. Obviously, the escalations and the things that move through there. And, I mean, I appreciate everything they're doing. I've said this. By the way, this is also the CHIPS Act and all of these different issues that we continue to deal with. We have way too many special committees in Congress, and I think I've told you this. The one we have to keep is China. We need an organized, real strategic plan as to how to deal with this in the 21st century. We need off-ramps for a lot of things that we require way too much from them to produce. Even if one of my concerns with them, with the chip bill is you can build chips in the United States, but all the raw products still comes from China. And we continue to do this. You know, we've offshore pharmaceutical to India, but they still get all the raw product from China. But yeah, I mean, there's three ways this works, right? And some of the problem is whether or not, and this is just from the CFIUS standpoint, and the problem is that's not transparent. They could say there's national security interests. There's not. I don't think that'll be the answer. And then the one in the middle is whether the juice is worth the squeeze. And I think we're a long way from this project getting built. And I want the process to run through, but I also want it to be as transparent as possible, which is one of the issues we're trying to work through, because I think the American people and the people in North Dakota and people are going to need to know about it. My concern is we get all the way through this and then it's not transparent enough to solve the problem, if that makes sense.
Do you think there's any chance Fufang ends up owning and operating a corn milling plant in Grand Forks when we're at the end of this process?
I wouldn't bet on it right now, and I used to do this. I think they're a long way from doing it for a lot of different reasons, and I think they should be.
Another issue this week brought another curveball in national politics, a raid on the home of a former president. And a number of our listeners said, hey, this is outrageous, and I want to hear from our congressional delegation about this, so here's your opportunity.
Yeah, and we issued a statement yesterday. I've done it immediately. I mean, this is actually like what I used to do. I think the first thing is when you start watching political pundits on TV talk about how hard it is to get a warrant, that is misleading at best or blatantly false at worst. I've been on the other side of a lot of warrants, but here's the other thing you don't do, and particularly in this situation, and particularly if you go back with just the recent history of the DOJ politicizing, whether it's school board meetings, whether it's Comey, Strzok, Page. It took them a year to charge the fall guy who doctored an affidavit. So first of all, we're not starting at zero. And I'm proud of the fact, because what I used to do, I was one of the very first Republicans to go after Ray immediately when I was on the Judiciary Committee, and that was still, Donald Trump was still president and all of those things. But here's what you really can't do when you are dealing with something as unprecedented as this, and this is exactly what happened. They raided Mar-a-Lago. Their official comment was no comment, and then they leaked to the New York Times. That is absolutely unacceptable. This is not going into a community and executing a search warrant for a drug arrest. This is an absolutely unprecedented thing that happened with the former president. We should see the affidavit. We should see all that. And the DOJ does owe the American people an answer as to why they're doing this, because the timing is weird, the cooperation with all of this and regarding this. And this, and by the way, all presidents, I mean, Donald Trump is a unique being. He's always been a unique being, but he's not the only president to leave the White House and take something with him. That is not, you can make this about a lot of different things. The problem I have, and which I want to see, is it doesn't matter what the search warrant is for. Once you're in, you're in. And if this is a fishing expedition on a former president of the United States of America, we have come to a very different place in this country.
Do you trust the FBI?
No, I don't know what, well, we have to be very careful. I trust FBI, rank-and-file FBI guys who are doing a good job. There's people in North Dakota. There's task force. I've worked with them and against them over the course of the year. I do not trust the FBI leadership, but I haven't trusted them for a very long time. Like that, I was talking to somebody today. I got to present, because one of the things you can do in the House is effective oversight. It's actually one thing, and I think even Senator Cramer and Senator Hovind would agree, it's the one thing the House is actually better at than the Senate. Because as somebody who's been on the minority for 3 years, we have no minority rights. So we've been working really closely since I started with Jim Jordan, Mike Johnson, and those guys. And we have been on the Department of Education issue. You stay on it. The DOJ is notoriously difficult to do oversight on, because they're all really smart lawyers. I mean, they are.
We're coming an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. Yeah. So, and then as politics has always been, but really been in the last, since I've been there, is there's always the shiny object in the corner that moves you off. I will tell you that the Judiciary Republican staff, led by Jim Jordan, led by Mike Johnson, they have not let go of the FBI and Director Wray since it started 2 years ago. And they continue to do document preservations. They continue to do these things. And I think the one thing, you know, you always never want to overpromise when you're coming into an election cycle and taking back. I think the one thing we can, one, we should be held accountable for, and two, I have significant faith in particularly the Judiciary Committee Republicans. This is going to be a different ballgame after November, and it should be. And it should have been before this happened, but this definitely absolutely escalates it.
One of us in this conversation is a lawyer, and it's not me, but it seems to me staggering. The blatant double standard here. When you have a president's son who is deal-making, and all of it is captured on a laptop that the FBI has known about since 2019, and we still have no action on that. Nothing, and they're raiding the president's home.
But you're saying there's hypocrisy? What?
Well, you can go from that, though. We know Director Comey took classified documents from the FBI.
Hillary had them.
They altered an affidavit. They had a classified server that was not protected. There's a memo on why they didn't prosecute her, and it's not because she didn't commit a crime. Like, there's a 5-page memo on it. And you want to go to this stuff. Jamie Comer, who's the ranking member on oversight, has been trying to deal with these financial issues with Hunter Biden and can't get and hasn't been able to do it in the minority. But this is something, again, as soon as we take back the majority, we have really good people in place, and I'm really excited is the wrong word, but I'm hopeful that we are going to be able to do the things that we've been trying to do in the minority once we get the majority back.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on the program. If you have a question or comment, it's welcome. You can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is another. You can also text us 701-237-1590, 237-1590. A couple of texts, questions, and comments are coming in. He'll be here till the bottom of the hour, so chance to get in with your questions or comments. You're coming from Horace or you're going to Horace?
I came from Horace. I've done Cooperstown, Hillsboro, and Hope, North Dakota in the last 24 hours. It's been a good run. You know, the nature of this job is you spend a lot of time in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, but it's really good to get to our smaller communities because you just get a different view and a great view of North Dakota.
Yeah, the best of the best, that's for sure. Short time out. Back with more after this on the program brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, promo code SCOTT gets you to all the good deals. Radio Listener Square, MyPillow.com, or call them. Nice and easy, 800-506-9028. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong and your calls when we come back.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On your mind, Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us till the bottom of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome for him. 800-228-0550. Blake in Bismarck with a question. Go ahead for Kelly. Blake.
Yeah, you know, we got to get to a point where something actually happens. I mean, this has been going on for so long. I mean, remember when Scooter Libby went to jail for supposedly unmasking Valerie Plame, which he didn't. Richard Armitage did. I've been hearing about this kind of stuff for 20 years, about their hypocrisy and how things are going to change after the next election. And it never does. Eventually, it has to change. I mean, like with Republicans since 1982, like, well, we're going to get rid of abortion. And you get to a point where if something wouldn't have happened, like it finally did, you just start saying, you know, Ronald Reagan and, you know, appointed Stephen Breyer. George Bush appointed John Roberts. And they all turned out to be liberals. I mean, eventually we're all going to stop believing the, oh, just wait till we get in next time, we're going to do something, when it never happens.
I don't particularly necessarily disagree with that, actually. I think that one of the greatest legacies of Donald Trump as a president will be the people he put on the U.S. Supreme Court, which actually...
Right. Actually,
I mean, he's the only guy who ever got criticized for doing what he said he was going to do. I wasn't there for all of those things. I've been in Congress since 2018. I will just tell you, if you ever want somebody to bat lead off on oversight of the DOJ and have the gavel of the Judiciary Committee, we've never had Jim Jordan in that position before either. And I mean, some of this comes down to Republican conference, Democratic conference, all of those different issues. But the other answer is the people involved have to be important. And I can just tell you, I've worked with him. I served on committee with him for 2 years. I work with him closely now. And if anybody can is dogged enough and aggressive enough and bulldog enough to get to the bottom of this, I'm just excited that Jim Jordan's going to get the gavel and oversight, because like I was telling Scott off air, this has escalated everything. But he has been on the DOJ leadership oversight kick for 2 full years. The problem is he doesn't have the gavel. He's in the minority. Well, that's going to change in November, and you all should hold us accountable if we do it or don't do it, because the one thing we can do really well is oversight, and we should do it, and we should start it immediately. Well, a lot of promises have been made in the last 24 hours.
Held 200 show votes, and we still have Obamacare. Am I right to be distrustful?
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff like the long-term fights is, Dobbs came out a month ago, and it's been a fight 47 years in the making, and it's continued to move forward. States like North Dakota have passed their pro-life legislation. Things have been challenged in various different courts. The problem is it's the same as any institution. It's made up by the people who serve on it. And yeah, I mean, I'm part of the federal government, and I'm skeptical. I could tell you when the Durham investigation started, there were a lot of Republicans that were really excited about it. And my response to my Republican colleagues was it took them a year to charge the fall guy. A year to charge the fall guy.
And then in a D.C. courtroom.
Yeah, and the reality to some of this is we have to do it this way. We have to figure out a way to get documents quicker. We have to deliver on things, and we have to continue to do it. And the one place where I think Republicans are really poised to do a good job when we win back the majority in the House is oversight, because we're still not going to have 60 votes in the Senate. President Biden will still be president for 2 more years, but what we can do is hold these agencies accountable, and I don't think it starts any quicker than with the DOJ.
Kelly says, a listener, when Republicans take the House and they start all new investigations, will anyone be charged? Or will this be another clown show with zero results and no prosecutions? The people want accountability.
Yeah, but Congress doesn't charge people. I think that's one of the misnomers to this. We can deliver evidence. We can do those different things. Congress is not the place to do criminal investigations. It's been my criticism of what they're doing on the January 6th committee. What we can do is shine a whole bunch of sunlight on it and make sure people understand what's going on. Congress, I would never support the ability of the United States Congress to issue a criminal charge. We're not a neutral fact finder. We're not a neutral tribunal. We were never designed to be one. What we can do is really aggressively shine light onto these things.
A couple of the quick things. There was some misinformation about your vote for veterans.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yes, somebody's lying about your vote.
Yes, they are. Right? Either they're lying because they don't know how bills work through Congress, or they do and they don't care. There were two bills. One was called the Honoring Our Pact Act. It came over from the Senate in February. I supported that bill bill when it came over from the Senate. I voted for that bill on January, a modified version of that bill. Instead of bringing that bill up, the Democrats brought up a partisan bill called the PACT Act. They wouldn't allow Republicans' amendments. They do what Democrats in the House do. They stack it full of a bunch of stuff. I voted no on that in March. Then they went back, they fixed some things, Congress worked well, they knew they had to pass a bill, that's how it came out. The bill that came over from the Senate that Joe Biden is going to sign into law today, I voted yes for on January 13th. I told my staff, I said, we have to get something out, I don't care about the politics of it, I don't care about anything. We do not use our veterans as political pawns, and there are a lot of things to criticize anybody who's elected for an office. I've taken a lot of them on your radio show, I'll continue to take them as long as I will. But I will not take criticism for something that is factually accurate, that's factually inaccurate, that goes to our veterans. There are reasons people voted yes. There are reasons people voted no. And if you want to criticize me for my votes, go ahead. But make sure you get them accurate because it's too important.
And that was all the intention of the gamesmanship on the veterans bill anyway, right?
Well, even Biden's VA secretary came out and said if the Democrats introduce their bill, they're worried about delays. It's not the first time. Last time I've done this, I've supported extension of Agent Orange benefits for veterans of Vietnam, the Camp Lejeune Act, where they have horrible water issues and allowing for some litigation to make people whole. I've done all of these things, but the most important thing is if you're going to run in a campaign, and we get to run every 2 years, be accurate in your criticism. Because people read it, and then they don't have it. I mean, it's the same thing. You can be on a headline, and then you can be on the page 8 of the retraction. I voted for the bill President Biden signing today, so if you want to criticize me for something, be accurate about it.
Somebody called earlier and said you have a new opponent, an independent, in Kira Mund, but this person has said previously they wanted to be a Democratic governor, so the advice from the listener was beware of your opponent. Don't take it lightly.
I don't ever take anything lightly. I'm an ex-criminal defense attorney and state party chairman. We're going to do what we need to do to ask the North Dakota people to vote for us again. Obviously, a very high name ID, Ivy League education. I don't think anybody in my position in an election year where everything's up in the air would be making a mistake if they don't treat anybody as formidable. But it's not going to change what we do. We react the same way. You know, when I used to coach baseball, I'd tell my kids, take care of the baseball. You can't control 3 home runs against you if you're playing shortstop. What you can control is you field the ground ball, you throw it first, you get the out. You take care of it. We're going to go take care of business. We're going to do what we do. We're going to get out all across the state of North Dakota, and we're going to campaign hard, no matter who our opponent is.
30 seconds left. Any chance the House is capable of ending this ridiculously named Inflation Reduction Act?
You know, I was hopeful that there were a bunch of Democrats that drew a line in the sand on state and local tax, and they said without any salt, there was no deal. I read an article this morning that apparently the line in the sand has moved, and I've taken more criticisms on texts and phone calls when I say this, but it's true. I wouldn't bet against Speaker Pelosi to get the votes when she needs to get the votes. It's just she's proven time and again she can, but we're going to go down there and we're going to give it hell, and we're going to do everything we can to try and sink it. But if they get all the Democrats, it's going to pass.
And there is some political peril in that for some of her members, but she doesn't much care at this point.
Well, at this point in time, they're going to run it the way they run it, but I can't imagine a single Republican is going to vote yes. So,
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thanks for the time today, sir.
Thanks.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll open those phones back up for you to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And don't forget, guys, that Pledge of Allegiance and the real meaning behind it. Closed circuit to the Fargo School Board coming up. Don't go away.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Authorities in New York City welcome the arrival of another group of illegal immigrants who were bused from Texas as they crossed into the United States from Mexico under President Biden's open border policy. New York City Mayor Eric Adams essentially criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying, "Not in my backyard," while Abbott says, "We don't have a choice because of President Biden's policy." Police in Albuquerque say they arrested the primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed of Albuquerque was charged in the killings and was called a suspect by police in two other slayings. Chief Medina.
This has been a tough week for our community, but we pitched in and we all worked together to solve this crime. This crime made our community feel like it was under attack.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Systems. We understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brockfin dealer in the U.S., Gateway Building Systems provides you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and a whole lot more. That's what they do. Help farmers customize their operation, and the mission is to do the same for you. Planning and design, completed clean and efficient farm sites. Rest assured, Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Take advantage of discounts right now on Brock Solid Bins. It's a good time. Go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. All right, we have a bunch of calls we want to get in here. We want to get Red Skelton in, and the 45th President of the United States has something to say about Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York. Might she be conducting a witch hunt? President Trump was giving some testimony today, which evidently pled the fifth for the reasons that even CNN admits are legitimate with this attorney general. We'll get to that in a second for you. Bob and Wheatland, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, Scott. Say, about a month ago or so, you sent me a bag of my coffee, medium roast ground, and that is excellent. Is what I just want to get that out of the way.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. It's a testimonial from somebody that's been there, done that, and used it. Thank you for that, Bob.
Yes. So I'd like to ask Kelly Armstrong a couple questions. One of them would have been, you know, reinstatement of the draft. What does it take to reinstate that draft? Is it going to be the Congress, Senate, the executive? Who will make that choice? Because I can just see it coming down the road. There's no doubt about it. We're not getting people into the military. And to keep the military strong, they're going to have to reinstate the draft, which is sad. And it's just about as sad as Kelly Armstrong and Kramer not, you know, saying, no, there is no Nazis in Ukraine. You know, I'm not a communist sympathizer, but how come since 2014 I've been watching documentaries about these Nazis killing Russian-speaking people in a mosque in Ukraine, and these guys say no, they're not there, and then a week later we see these soldiers taking stuff off of their shoulder when the Russians had them cornered down there. So, you know, don't they see what we see, or they just? I can't understand why I can see it, and I'm not the first one to call and mention this. In fact, Kelly got awful rude with one guy one time when he called in and mentioned that, and I thought that was. But you know, he seems to be sounding a little bit more down to earth these days lately. Maybe it's because he's got a Challenger in his backyard.
Bob, appreciate the call. All right, appreciate it. I'm back on your question regarding the active duty force of the U.S. military. To meet its overall goal of an active duty force of 1.3 million, the military needs to bring in about 150,000 new recruits across all the branches. And there are 2 months left in the fiscal year. The Pentagon is still 15% short of that goal. The Army's got the biggest shortfall. It signed up 22,000, 60% below its annual target. So this is, and if you want to point to anything, I'd point to two things. One, the woke agenda. What kind of a recruiting tool is that? Come join the woke U.S. Armed Services?
Well, Millie, look at him. He's the biggest general in the United States right now. He's the highest ranking person in our military, and he's a year younger than me, and he looks like a dang wreck. He's a mess. He's not in shape, not like Colin Powell was.
Charlie Kirk always makes jokes about him liking Chick-fil-A. you made me think of that joke. And, you know, the other thing is, very much like the airlines right now. You don't want to have anything that's going to take people out of your potential work pool, right? And what does the mandated vaccine do? Takes people out of your work pool. People are going, there's, you know, it might not be huge numbers, but when you're already short, it's added numbers. So, good points, Bob. Appreciate the call. Who's next? Chris in Grand Forks. Chris, what's on your mind? How are you?
The two things, Scott. First of all, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman Armstrong. Been listening to you. We'll start a little bit at the beginning with the Wu-Fang project. I'm an opponent of it. I've been an opponent of it. My property will run right along where this factory is going to be built, so I have some concerns about the project from the beginning. Congressman Armstrong, how do you feel about the way the city council has handled this project, if you follow it at all? Could you tell me that?
Congressman Armstrong is gone, Chris. He's not here with us any longer, left at the bottom of the hour.
I thought you had him back.
I did ask him specifically about this situation, and he did say if he was a betting man, he would guess that there would not be Fufeng ownership of that particular facility. We didn't talk about specifically the city council. I actually think Mayor Bochensky, Todd Phelan, by having 20 deal points that have to be met, while Fufeng is paying the tab, I think deserves some credit for saying, look, you know, there's things that are going to need to check out here, and one of those is on national security. And I don't think there's any way, given what we know now already, that ultimately is going to be something that's going to check out. So I think that was wise to give themselves some outs. But some of the actions by individuals on the city council have been disturbing. Have you seen the letter that Dana Sandy wrote, president of the city council? He's president, right? Grand Forks City Council? In which he is very derogatory towards Senator Kramer because of television interviews about this. It's just like, how idiotic can you be to be the president of the city council and you're ripping into members of Congress who are simply raising appropriate questions, a member of the Armed Services Committee, as if he knows better. You know, so there are some interesting characters up there, to say the least, Chris.
Well, some time ago, Mr. Sandy quoted, or said that I quoted, that he knew more than Senator Armstrong at one time about this issue.
Yeah.
Now, he has a China-related background through this whole thing, which most of the people that were against this project were kind of diving into, and that kind of set them off. But back to your first statement, Scott, about what they were, you know, about the city council and how they've been handling this. Well, the only reason they did the work that they did was because of the movement that happened at the time. It wasn't because of their due diligence, like they kept stating, because they had this thing on a fast track, and they were going to push it through. They were, the way they were setting this thing up, it was going to happen this spring. They were going to be putting iron in the ground already. So to try to make them look good now is beyond belief, because, no, they literally had to be brought to the table on every issue that's come up so far with this project. So that's where that's at. And this whole thing, some of the things that they tried to pull, I mean, they sent the police out to interrogate, and it was an FBI guy, to interrogate Jody Carlson, who was one of the people on this concerned citizen problem that was kind of a thorn in their side. We hired a lawyer from Fargo for the annexation, Scott, and through this process, a week later after he came to one of the council meetings, his building burned down. They assessed it as arson. They also had a lieutenant or an officer, call all of the people, or a lot of the people, I think there was about 5 or 10% of them that got calls from this officer and questioned them about why they signed the petition. It goes on and on. I mean, I can get just a few of those issues out there. But, yeah, through the whole process, we've been just kind of firing away and digging up everything we can. And
It's unfortunate in many ways. It is. It's been a, and I love Grand Forks, my adopted hometown. So I hate to see the division. But I will say again that I think the mayor has led a good process, and I think if they follow that process, it's going to lead to a very obvious disconnect with the idea of Fufang owning that. But I think that corn milling plant and the way that Corn Belt's moving still could make some sense. Just find an American-made company to do it. I told you I'd play a clip from CNN. This is from President Trump, who put this out under the title Witch Hunt by Attorney General Letitia James. Listen to the CNN story. We actually have somebody admitting the president has some very good points here. He is was set to testify this morning. Did and pleaded the fifth for these reasons. Listen.
The attorney general here has now issued subpoenas for Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's two of his children, to testify, to come be deposed in this civil action that they are trying to take against the company here. Well, what happens if you don't show up for a subpoena? What's going on here with Don Jr. and Ivanka trying to quash this A and B? If they don't successfully do that, can they just not show?
So they're in court now trying to quash the subpoena. I agree with Tim. It is very difficult legally to quash the subpoena. But I do want to say this. The Trump's argument here is not absurd. It's not ridiculous. The crux of their argument is we have been politically targeted by this Attorney General, Letitia James. And you know what? They're right. And that's not a matter of opinion or speculation. That's a matter of fact, because Letitia James herself said it over and over again when she was running for Attorney General of New York. She said essentially the main plank of her platform was vote for me and I'll nail the Trumps. Now, I object to that. I don't think any prosecutor, Republican or Democrat, should ever run for office as a prosecutor on a platform of vote for me and I will nail this specific person. But more to the point, it's counterproductive, because now her own statements of politicization are being used against her. Ultimately, a judge will rule on this. If the subpoena is quashed, then it's over. If it's not, they'll have to show up and testify. And if they fail to do that, then there could be further consequences. They could be held in contempt and eventually prosecuted for defying a court order.
So, do we actually hear a CNN guest admit this is a witch hunt? I think we just did.
Yeah.
Some wonders never cease, ladies and gentlemen. Some wonders never cease. How about that? We made a promise earlier in the show, given the fact that, believe it or not, the Fargo School Board has elected not to say the Pledge of Allegiance any longer before Fargo School Board meetings. This actually happened. And somebody said, do you remember Red Skelton's explanation of the Pledge of Allegiance? And what did we say, fellows? Do we remember? Do we remember? Not only do we remember, we have it on our push play button to put it up when we come back on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for the real meaning of the Pledge of Allegiance. Listen close, Fargo School Board.
Reveille, wake up, stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When it comes to your next egg project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Putlitz Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Putlitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
On your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime, not only on those new Buicks and GMCs, and by the way, 0% APR for 36 months on most new GMCs and Buicks, but a whole vast majority of those used vehicles as well have a limited lifetime powertrain warranty. You can sort it on SchwannBuickGMC.com. Buy that, so see that you can not only look at Buicks GMCs, but Subaru Foresters or RAV4s or Ford Edges and more. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour. Let me get one call in here before we go to Red Skeleton. You asked for it. We're going to deliver today on the program for you. Our fine listeners on What's on Your Mind. Jeff Minot, go.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question for clarification. NARA said they received 15 boxes from President Trump back in February, and I'm wondering what 15 boxes the FBI was supposed to be looking for in the raid on Monday. In my math, that comes up to 30 boxes. What's the deal?
I'm not sure I follow. You're saying they already have the 15, they shouldn't need 15 more, or
yeah.
You think that's just coincidence?
Supposedly he left with 15 boxes. Well, Fox News has a report that says NARA received 15 boxes back in February. So what are they looking for now? And I double-checked that news article on Fox News. That was February, 6 months ago. 15 boxes they received. What 15 boxes are they looking for now? Can we get some clarification somewhere?
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
No.
The FBI,
easy.
Right?
Yeah, easy now on the clarification.
Nobody's
going to
clarify thing. No. Yeah, no. And I would also say the chances are they weren't looking for 15 boxes related to some documents. Chances are this
right.
was a fishing expedition.
Yep.
It's a sad state of affairs. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Red Skeleton. Let's leave you with a smile on your face. This is something I'd love for every Fargo school board member to hear because it goes at odds with their 7-2 vote to pull the Pledge of Allegiance from the Fargo school board meeting agenda. Red, take it away.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the 7th grade. I went to the 7th grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Yeah, pity it is. Fargo School Board, are you listening? Are you listening? Speaking of pities, 7-2. Bad idea to recite the pledge before Fargo School Board meetings. Can't make it up. That's it for today, folks. God loves you, so do we. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.